Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes, a how-to podcast where we walk you through a WikiHow article and then do some improv based on our discussion. I am one of your hosts, Jesse Bergen.
I'm another one of your hosts, Thomas Tolles, and today we have a very special guest, an actor, improviser, voice actor, local legend, Robin Slade.
Hi!
Robin Slade, you can laugh for a long time.
Yeah, I can. It's true. I voice a couple different cartoons that will never play in Canada, and for almost every one of them, I've had to do like extensive laugh tracks. One of them you can watch on Netflix. Mm. It's called Tayo the Little Bus, wherein I play the Korean Thomas the Tank Engine.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of what he does is just laughing at himself. He just like giggles constantly. So I would go into the studio and do like full tracks of just going like,
as buses are wont to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a giggler. He'll get you.
My nickname in high school was the Korean Thomas.
Whoa, there it is. It's not going to get any better than that. Thank you for listening.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Squarespace. Yeah. We really want you to sponsor us.
Please. You're a friend of podcasts everywhere.
Speaking of high school, Thomas, wonderful
segue
setup.
Yes.
Jesse's going to be reading the wonderful article for fall, just in time for fall, Wiki How to Come Back to School as a Whole New You.
Yes.
That's right. Are you someone that you don't want to be at school? Think about that for a little bit. Let that sink in. Really delve into the depths of your soul. Do you want to come back after the summer to be a whole new person that everyone will get to know? Here's how.
What I love already about this is that it is a long-term goal. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, how do I take care of a stripped screw? Or like, how do I pulled the door handle off of the door. Yeah. How do I fix it? This is like, you really have to make some serious plans for this because they're saying come back after summer.
Yeah,
after the whole summer break as a whole new you. That's going to take some time.
It's going to take 2 months in high school, 4 months in university.
Do you think once you become a whole new you that new you becomes permanent? Or each summer can you have a whole new you?
I think each summer you can have a whole new
I think it depends on the feedback you get during the school year.
Like, is it like if you make a face, it like sticks that way? Like, oh no, now I'm a skater forever.
I've started this nolly 4 years ago and I can't stop.
But this is like, in theory, this is like a 6 month project.
Yeah.
Like 2 months before summer break, you're going to have to start deciding how you want to reinvent yourself. Over the summer, do all of the work on yourself on your new you. And then 2 months of, or maybe 2 months, give or take, of like debuting the new you.
Right.
And
the new
feedback.
You debut.
The new you debut.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention, like, while you're in school, that's all research time.
Yes.
You're figuring out which clique you want to get into.
Yeah. For next year, though.
Right.
The hot new summer clique.
And for any long 6 month process, there are 5 steps to this article.
Right, exactly.
Get on it real quick.
Just want to add that don't let this color your respect for this, but it's at a whopping 31% approval right now.
Yeah, it's got a hot star and a half.
Right.
Star and a half review.
Right. All right. Step one, think of who you want to hang out with. ...
Ooh. Nice ellipses. Who do I want to hang out with?
In high school, was there a group that either of you really wanted to, like, be part of?
Yeah, there was. There was a group of, they all live in Winnipeg.
They're called Outside Joke.
And you know what? My dream came true.
So, I mean, I don't need this article. yeah, there was a group of girls who were, like, they rode the perfect line between, like, exceptionally sporty and, like, fun, flirty, and pretty. And they dabbled in everything else. So they did choir. They did theater. Like, they were honestly the be-all, end-all of people. And, like, I became friends with some of them, but I've never. Do we go here now?
Yeah.
Great. So I wore like cable knit, like turtleneck sweaters that like went down to my knees.
Yeah.
Right.
With matching scrunchies. And they were all like wearing the hottest newest thing, like whatever that next trend was going to be, they were on it. So while I'm comfortable thinking about myself as a teen, now I was like not a cool teen, not a cool teen at all. My eyebrows were out of control. I had no bangs, which was a very big mistake.
For me. I had too many bangs.
Hey,
I was somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I was just right.
Yeah, exactly. Goldilocks and the three
bangs.
Haircuts.
Three bangs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think...
So, post-high school, just because this is what I wanted to believe so badly, was like, they seem perfect now.
Right.
But one day,
their lives are going to fall apart.
No, but like, you just are like, okay, there's going to be a balance at some point. Like, they can't be perfect forever. Did they fall from grace?
Well, I gotta deliver the bad news. Like, the clique masters of this particular group have gone on to just, like, live the dream. Like, they're very present on social media. Just living lives, flying everywhere, going to the coolest parties. They always happen to know.
Flying everywhere. They're like cosmopolitan billionaires now.
Yes. Like, it seems, it's amazing. It seems like every time I turn around, one of them is like in another country just in an instant. Right. You know? But that's also how we portray ourselves on social media.
Right.
Yeah. It's a sign of insecurity. I'm sure of it. Let's move on.
And one of those young women grew up to become Sophie Trudeau.
Look at her now.
Living the dream.
Yeah, living the dream.
Wow.
Thomas, how about you? What was your
group? I don't even, like, I was sort of shy in high school, so I don't know that there was a group that I was like, I wish I could be friends with them. I just saw groups that were, like, larger than my social circle and was like, how do I grow this thing? Like, it was like a startup.
Like,
you know?
A small business.
Right. Yeah. How do I get bought out by a bigger friend?
How do we get some women in the mix?
Like, sure. Absolutely.
These sleepovers are great and everything, but
as much as I looked at that group and thought, like, oh, I wish I could hang out with them because they were, like, the cool weekend people, I also... Again, the magic of hindsight, I look at all of the different kinds of friends that I had and feel very fortunate to have had, like, some nerdy friends, some sporty friends, some, you know, everything that this article
You had a veritable Spice Girl collection.
Some scary friends.
A baby friend.
A baby friend. Scary friend.
Scary. Right.
Yeah, so. That was sort of a cop-out. I'm sorry, I couldn't think of, like, who I wanted to... get in with. Did you have somebody?
Oh, yeah. So there was this group of, I went to Kelvin, which is this, like, big high school, 1,300 people.
Yeah.
And there were always these people just having fun. They always went to the same place every lunch hour to do their thing, playing Magic the Gathering in the basement. And I was like, man, they got something good going on there. They have consistency.
Yeah.
It was nice to have that.
I will say, just to, like, come up with a better story. So when I was in grade 6...
We'll edit this in post.
Yeah.
We'll cut that other stuff.
That other crap.
Yep.
And
that's your marker.
Rolling. Okay.
Here we go. One more.
Speeding? Oh, sorry. Let's restart. When I was in grade 6, I went to school for, like, 6 months in the States, in the small, like, very white Christian suburb of New York.
I smell a pilot.
What if they're all white?
What would that show look like? I don't know. Can't be done.
Yeah. Because I was a new kid, I was like ID'd as like the weird Canadian Jewish kid, which was weird. But like, I was kind of popular because I was exotic. And so like this, I got placed with like the cool kids on the first day of school, like the cool grade sixes. And they were way too intense for me. Like they talked about like they had like fully developed into like, or they hadn't, but like they talked about like deeply sexual stuff that I was just not ready to process.
Grade 6?
Grade 6, like 12
I would not have been ready for that.
Yeah, they were like, yeah.
I'm
like
still not like ready for that.
I know. I you may have to bleep this, Jesse, but I'll just say it in case you aren't
sure.
Going
well,
to
let's
have
see.
To. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, speeding. One of them said, I went this weekend and I banged a hooker in the woods. Like every word in that sentence was so scary to me at the time.
Wow.
The woods. Yeah. So spooky.
They are scary.
That was your scary spice friend.
Yeah. Anyway, so
can't be true.
No, obviously
not. My crazy guys. That can't
be true. No way.
Well, okay. In an insane world, Or in a movie plot, I could see like the older siblings of this 12-year-old having taken the young sibling into the woods for this weird party, yeah. And then be like, "Do it!"
Yeah,
that's gross. It's so gross.
Like a rural hangover movie. We're in the woods. What happened last night?
Yeah. The real wolf pack. Yeah. In the woods. Wow. Yeah, but so anyway, partway through the year, I switched to the nerdiest possible table. Like,
just the pendulum biggest, swung
the biggest losers way. In the school, and I loved it. It was so much better.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I there was the Magic the Gathering crew, which I just envied for their consistency. I was like, it'd be nice to have a regular place to hang out because I would wander from group to group. I was kind of in no man's land, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And, but, you know, I saw some improvisers and I hung out with them and it went terribly and I'm still alone. No, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, improv has brought nothing to any of our lives. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Step two. We've already kind of been doing this. Start analyzing yourself. Whew. Do you look the part you're trying to become? What needs changing? A new hairdo? New makeup? New hair color? A tan? A few workout sessions?
Okay, nothing will change in a few workout sessions.
I was just gonna say, like, I could use one or two workout sessions.
Just
I
want to
lose an eighth of a pound.
Just got some, like, water weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what does that even mean? just a few.
That's a good
because
question.
Let's distill this. A few, a couple is two, mm-hmm. A few is three.
I feel that's like three. A few is three, yeah. Exactly.
Three sessions, you're not going to see any definition.
No, it's true. You will feel better about yourself, and perhaps people will see you at the gym, and that'll become your persona, mm-hmm. Right? Like, maybe it's like a surface level.
That's the guy I worked out a couple times
Yeah, I three workout slave.
Yeah.
That's what they call me.
10 rep Bergen.
He, like, jogged to the bus and then flexed in the mirror to see how it looked.
This is not an easy step. Mm-hmm. Start analyzing yourself.
Yeah.
This is like...
I feel like it's really worth noting that the photograph of the person being shown in this article is like a 38-year-old woman with a side ponytail, mm-hmm. And she's holding a hand mirror in a park.
Yeah, in a park.
Doesn't it kind of look like that mirror belongs on a table? Like there's sort of a stand on it. She brought it from home to the park.
I need natural light.
Like it's too big for a...
And she looks upset, she looks worried, mm-hmm, she's like, I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. But like, everything that's culminated to create this photo of this person analyzing themselves is like,
But I mean, in some ways, this is a projection of us, because we're far beyond high school and we're looking back. Like, do you ever feel like there's unfinished business in high school?
Yeah.
Really? Do you have?
I have lots of hang-ups. I mean, I don't know... Again, if there's like a specific thing I wanted to accomplish, but like I always think about like if I could do it again.
Really? I would not want to do it again.
I wouldn't want to,
I'm
but
done,
if,
man.
If I could, I would be confident, I would make more friends, I would like, I don't know, it's weird, but it's like still something that's in me, you know?
Yeah. I don't. Cool. I don't think about it at all because I found a real freedom in like my late teens and early 20s mm-hmm. by realizing that like or like coming to it on my own and going that there is no possible way that I could have been anything but what I was then.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. Your brain is swelling. Yeah. You're
not just because you keep falling down all the time.
You're flooded with hormones. Yeah. Like there's literally no way you could have done it better. It's not like thinking about a job interview and being like, if I was only more articulate.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You actually could not have been anyone but yourself then.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
That's much healthier. But I think I'm going to keep ruminating. Thank you.
For sure. I would say if I could go back and do it again, I would work out a few more times.
Just a couple more times in grade 10. A
couple more times. Yeah. A few.
Yeah.
I'd like to lift a few more sheets of paper.
Another thing, in the States, they call it 10th grade, not grade 10.
Ugh,
and they'll
barbarians.
Like make fun of you if you say it the other way.
Man, you have to learn a whole other language, essentially. Yeah.
So
look deep into the abyss, wait for it to stare back, recognize that you are the abyss, and move forward from there.
Yep.
Great. This is a very similar step here. Step three, get to know yourself as a person. So now that you've analyzed yourself, or you started to,
yeah,
get in there. What are some of your traits?
Some traits. So the first traits that they are going to say here, that they're kind of saying, like, oh, these are great traits to have. They're, like, not character traits, right?
No, not really.
So they're states of being.
They're, like, moods? I don't know.
Like, flirty is not, like, who you are.
Right. Flirty, nice, mean.
Like, has anyone's obituary ever said she was flirty?
Oh, bad is a trait? Man, I'm sorry if that's your trait.
Just bad, generally.
Yeah. A poor person. So, what are some of my traits? I feel like I'm generous. I don't know if that's a trait though, or if that's a learned behavior.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. I like doing.
But watch it. You can't. What else besides generous? Any
it's hard to
I
define.
Know. I know,
and you always feel like kind of a tool when you try to.
I don't know where I picked these up, but Canadian and Jewish are the come to mind.
Right, very much ethnocentric traits.
Absorb those at a young age.
It makes me think about asking for a character trait as an improv suggestion, and then people
Jewish.
Shouting things that are not traits. Yeah, flirty. Like it's not a trait.
Mean.
What would you say is a perfect, because I still struggle with this. Like, what is a great example of a character trait other than generous?
Yes.
Like what's the best improv suggestion for a character trait?
Oh.
Real thinker.
Yeah.
Like, adventurous? Is that a great
trait?
Oh,
that's a good trait.
And then it makes them take risks in the scene, too. Yeah. So.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
And our traits, I guess that also it brings the question, like, is it inherent? Is it learned? What is it about somebody? Can you lose a trait?
Yeah. Like, I used to be Jewish, and then I converted.
Now I am no...
Now I'm a Gentile.
Traits.
Hi, I'm Thomas the...
Yeah, I'm flirty and a Gentile.
I'm the Korean version of a Gentile.
Here's one. Here's one that me and my therapist are working on.
Okay, lay it all out.
I am affable.
Yeah, I can see that.
That word is so evocative. Like, it's so specific. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
What are you working on, like, with it to be less affable?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to be more bad.
Trying to be bad. No, about accepting that as a trait that I have and that I am affable and not letting people take advantage of that.
I see.
Oh, I see. Like recognizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going, oh, this is something that is inherently in me and in the wrong hands, it can be, it can be manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And absolutely. In the right hands, then it works perfectly.
Yeah. Like on a podcast. Like
exactly. On a podcast. We try to get the most affable guests, actually. I think... Just going back to that question you had about are traits like learned or are they inherent? I think this article presupposes that everything can be learned. Yeah. You can create a whole new you from scratch.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. One can learn to be affable. Yeah,
this is like a highly flexible worldview. Like,
this is definitely nurture over nature in that grand debate.
You're a few workout sessions away from like, any person you want to be.
From becoming mean or something. I don't know.
Once you know these traits about yourself, though, you can be your new best friend.
That's super important. You can be your new best friend.
Word for word in the step after bad, girly, tomboyish.
And who is more popular in high school than the person who people go and look and say, that person is their own best friend? That's really going to get you far, I feel like.
I'm sorry, Mom, you can't be my best friend anymore.
I am my own best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, dog's not man's best friend.
No.
It's me.
Dog, it's me.
It's me. Are you there, dog? It's me, Margaret. Okay. Great. Cool. Fantastic. Step 4. This is key. Start to change before summer comes.
Yes. A few days before school. This is maybe my favorite part about this. Mm-hmm. A few days before school ends, start talking to your friends about your interests.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote. And then such as, yeah, my mom is bringing me to the Winnipeg skate parks. That's in the article.
Local article. Yeah. We did not plan that. None of us edited that. Sick. Yeah. Yeah. The local Winnipeg skate so parks. Weird. My mom's bringing me there.
It would be extra weird if this was written somewhere else, but our skate parks are so legendary.
Right. Time to name drop those Winnipeg skate parks. Youth for Christ, check it out, everyone. Great skate park. They do, actually. It's quite Youth a nice skate park. Youth for Christ. My mother and father are totally getting me a whole new summer wardrobe. I am, like, so excited.
Or my Very favorite... Good. My mom's signing me up for a multiple sport camp. You know, football, swimming, soccer, all that fun stuff.
Verbatim from the article.
Yeah. So you're supposed to start dropping hints about how cool you're going to be in September.
Right.
Because you've been to multiple sport camp. Yeah.
You gotta be so cautious about what you drop hints about, like, in case you hate it in, like, August. Yeah, exactly. And you're like... I told a lot of people I'd be wrestling eels this
Multiple
year.
Multiple sports. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Do you think, you guys think soccer baseball counts if as multiple sports?
Yeah, that's a multiple sport camp for sure.
It's a hybrid. Yeah, I'm going to space and pioneer camp. We're learning how to settle on the moon.
Or what if your mother and father decide not to get you a whole new summer wardrobe?
Yeah.
Like... That sounds like something you don't get to
and
control.
You don't generally want your mother and father picking out your wardrobe for you.
No, no. I feel like if you are at an age where you're looking for a reinvention, like, you probably should start... Forget all of this wiki article.
Right. Yeah.
Start with a summer job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get some life experience.
Yeah.
Put a couple dollars in your pocket. Then if you want to, yeah, buy a new puka shell necklace. Like, live your life.
Yeah.
Summer jobs are great. Maybe work at a multiple art theater. Oh, man. So, yeah, you're going to want to start laying the groundwork.
Yes.
Make sure your parents are involved. Yeah. It just lends it credibility in case your friends check up on this.
Yeah. It's a little bit devious, too. Like, it's not really about, like, the reinvention of the self. It's, like, tricking other people into thinking you're someone different.
And
well, that's
something
like,
you'll
are
find...
you going to the multiple sport camp or just saying you're going?
Yeah, my mom signed me up. I'm not going to go, but I'm on that wait list. Something we found doing this podcast is that a lot of these articles involve deception.
Yeah, almost
not so much
all of them.
Learning a task as tricking someone into thinking
like
you
it's
know.
It's how to look like a jock, not how to be a jock.
Right.
Right.
It's, yeah,
right.
It's a subtle...
It's not an actual, practical, applicable how-to guide.
No.
Is multiple sport camp just like a triathlon? Like,
yes!
Multiple sport
camp.
Oh, man. That totally doesn't sound made up.
Yeah,
you know, football,
isn't it just
swimming,
called
soccer.
Camp?
right.
You play multiple sports at camp.
It's like, get out of the pool, Tom. This isn't multiple sport camp.
Yeah.
Back to the cricket field.
Cricket all day, every day.
You get out of that swimming pool. Stop paddling that canoe. Yeah. All right, here we go. The last step. Step 5, start to change once summer begins.
Yes.
If you want to be a skater, start to skate.
Yeah, if you are a jock, learn to throw and catch a football.
Learn to throw.
Run long distances and get in shape. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to have a few sessions.
Solid,
right,
at
exactly.
least 3 or 4 reps with each weight.
Yeah. Throw a football a couple of times.
Yeah. If you want to be a prep, buy a lot of preppy clothes. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you can't exert yourself to learn the other skills, just use money and buy stuff.
Yeah. Let's delve into this a little bit. So, preppy, like, the preppy style, I get that that's what they're talking about,
right.
But, like, the preps are the people who are actually, like insatiably book smart, right?
Right. But I feel like in a more stylish way than your typical, like, nerd. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Like, that's the distinction, right?
Yes.
That's like an elegant genius.
Right.
Yes.
Can
right.
have anyone.
They're often portrayed as like the devil. Like they're always portrayed
right.
as the meanest, rudest, cruelest people. But I think that they're just like, it's a very clean cut look and they're very smart. No?
But it is like the politician look, right? It's like the person who can win over anybody. They kind of have that suaveness.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there's like
of.
A, yeah, there's like a veneer to this person. You just don't quite.
So
but
start?
The rest of them are like, physically applicable. If you want to become a skater, you got to learn to skate. If you want to become a jock, you got to learn how to do like jock sports.
Right, how to throw
multiple sports.
Multiple sport camp.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a prep, you just have to look the part. You don't actually have to be anything else. Right. Maybe that's the easiest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, it
purely aesthetic changes.
It if you just get a sweater vest and call it day. Call Sorry. It.
There we go.
The first bleep of the day.
Mark the time, everybody.
All right, time stamp. I don't even know.
8:41.
Right. PM. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, and that's maybe why people with money tend to get ahead faster in life. It's because they choose the prep route, whereas, you know, people who maybe don't have such a financial a wellspring are forced to become jocks and skaters.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Although skateboards are not cheap.
That is so true.
And I would say being a skater is mainly about how you dress and holding a skateboard, right? Like, doing the tricks, no one ever is going to check up on that part.
It's true.
You don't think they do the same, like, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. Like, you a skater? Do a ollie.
Do a nollie for me.
Do a nose bone. Indie nose bone. Yeah.
Here's a suggestion for you. Christ Air 360. Oh, man. If only.
But you're a prep. Buy some clothes for
show me.
Iron that show shirt. Show me your visa. Button up all those. Yeah. Button up all those buttons all the way up.
Yeah.
Wear that cardigan.
So the article may be over, but there are three sub-articles underneath here we go. That really outline how to become these different types of people.
So there's three of them, and I think we'll just kind of touch on each one a little bit.
Just dance around them.
So the first category that you can try to metamorphosize into is skaters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some tips. Learn to skate on a decent board with sub wheels. Nice. Yeah. Trucks and good grip tape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't just go for fancy decks.
Wow, this article is so cool. I love it.
Make sure it's durable and trustable. Trustable, definitely a word.
Never jump on a skateboard you can't trust.
Right. I couldn't trust that skateboard as far as I could throw it. Which is pretty far, though, because they roll.
Yeah.
Yep. Learn to do tricks once you gradually learn to hop on, pump, ride, and stop.
Yeah. The most critical trick of your skating life is the ollie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to learn to ollie first, and there are other WikiHows that you can look up to do
Check out future episodes for how to be a skater.
I'm sure Bob Burnquist, Tony Hawk have some peer-reviewed WikiHow articles where they go into it.
I wonder
if
they just, like, comb it for fun to be like, this is wrong. Exactly. No, that's not how you do this. And, like, edit.
They do the art for it. I mean, there's lots of moves here. Kick flip, pop, shove it, next most critical, try to manual. Fairly easy once you get the hang of
grinding
it.
Grinding on rails.
Grinding, yep. Yep.
And step seven is the most interesting one. Drop-in is scary, but it is very much worth it.
And this works on a few levels. Like, dropping in on a conversation, also scary. Yeah.
Yes. Taking a drop-in class, very scary. You don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
Try to put in eye drops? That's terrifying, you guys. Stay away from drops.
Yeah, I'm always afraid when I do, like, the oil of oregano when I have a sore throat. And I'm always afraid of it, like, accidentally touching my tongue.
Right, and I know you love just a dry...
So, you have to go back in time and explain this to your listeners.
Right, because I don't think we were recording.
So, the saltine challenge. I balked at the saltine challenge. Because I was like, I can eat 6 saltines in a minute. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. That'll be easy for me because
I mean that's what they all say at first.
Yes, yeah. I'm okay. I don't know when. I don't want to make a promise about this, but I'm going to try it. I'll just do it on my own at home. They just mean like the
your mom and dad bought you some saltine crackers.
Yeah, like
your mother and father over the summer.
I could down one of those sleeves in like a hot second. Yeah.
Well, we would love to attach a video of you doing the challenge to our podcast episode. So if it ever happens.
Or at least, can you imagine the audio only?
Just you'll have to take our word for it. But.
She did it.
Yeah, she did it. Oh, man. All right. Let's move on to the second kind of group. Not mentioned before in the article, but scene.
Oh, no, you skipped one.
The jocks.
Jocks.
Did I? Right oh, no, there. I did. Oh, there's my bias, I guess, coming through, you know.
Let's go back to
the jocks. Work out and stay in physical shape. Jocks usually, but not always, are in great shape to dedicate their time to their sport.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I like the not always, like, warning there.
Right.
You can be a jock and just not be in good shape. Like, how do you lock that down?
That's true.
Because I can think of people where that did apply, but, like, I don't know what you have to do exactly to be that.
I think it depends on the pool. Yeah.
Right.
The pool of talent and jocks mm-hmm. that are available.
Yeah.
You could be a very, like, out-of-shape jock. But if everyone else is, like, super out of shape.
Right. That's the dream, eh? Right. Being an out-of-shape jock?
Just all the best of both
that's
worlds.
Kind of the dream.
This one I like because it's very positive. It's very simple. It's like, okay, workout. Eat healthy. You need energy to play. Find a sport that you love and learn it. Like, and then it goes on to say how you can do that. YouTube, brochures, books, etc.
Brochures. You know, one of those football brochures.
That's it. They just say, like, like, eat healthy and play sports. That's how you be a jock.
The jock one feels like just, like, live an active lifestyle. Right. Like.
Right. Try to genuinely better yourself.
Yeah. And now this one comes out of nowhere. We have not talked about this sub-archetype of people throughout the whole article. Scene.
Yeah, Jesse spoiled this.
I'm not even sure I know what scene is, guys.
I feel like I only know it in the context of, like...
Like your scene card membership?
Of Cineplex Odeon.
Right, so you're going to want to get a membership. Yeah. You're going to want to win all of those free movie
looking
quizzes.
Looking for some Scotia sponsorship on this podcast.
Oh, please.
Please, Scotia Bank.
Please, we'll even take... we'll take Crosstown Credit Union. We're not...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not picky.
ACU, if you're listening.
I'm even going to go there. Tangerine, if you're out there.
Man, I'm a member of ACU and Tangerine. So
Mr. Moneybags.
Isn't Tangerine just an internet bank?
Yep, but they sent me a nice money-back credit card for free, and I liked it, so.
Cool.
And I liked it. I think that in the context of, or this is my understanding, of scenesters, like if you dress scene, it would be like the high school equivalent of like the club goers, but you're too young.
Oh. Right. See, I thought scene was kind of like emo adjacent, like... It's kind of like...
We don't actually know, do
can
we?
You be a scenester and be an adult?
I don't know. I feel like this... I've been really trying not to say what I'm thinking because it's embarrassing, but, like, the only context I've seen scene in is, like, sexy pictures. Like, hot scene girls. And they have, like, an emo, like, hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm going shopping for a scene outfit... Am I going to Hot Topic?
Maybe Hot Topic.
Am I going to Spencer's
Gifts? Maybe Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, those were also my two polls for a scene.
Yep. I would say,
like a
yeah.
furry rainbow belt?
Well, here's what it says. Wear bright colors and patterns like zebra stripes, leopard print. So that's actually different than what I thought. So I could also be wrong.
Right.
It's saying things like wristbands, two quirky kitsch necklaces. No more.
No less.
No more. Hair bows, hairband, and bangles. I'm also, this is also for me conjuring like that very kawaii, very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Also, I feel like it's slanting more towards the ladies' fashions here.
Yeah.
It sounds like, okay, but according to this, so they wear lots of makeup. It says about hair is important. Always tease the hair. Make it look wild.
Always.
Music, always. Rock genres. So maybe it's kind of like a punk rock look. I don't know.
Do you guys remember that movie where Keanu Reeves had to keep teasing his hair when the bus was going to explode?
Yeah.
Also, it says, makeup time. Scene girls wear lots of makeup. Mm-hmm. But don't put on too much makeup, because not even scene girls want to end up looking like a birthday cake.
You know birthday cakes with their makeup?
Right. Like you have three, like, balloon-shaped globs of makeup.
It's like, that girl's got, she's got three tears. Yeah. She's like a cake.
Yeah. Oh, caked on makeup. I get it. Now.
Oh, yeah. That young woman has another woman popping out of her. What? Too much like a cake.
There's a quarter wrapped in wax paper. Yeah. Stuck
oh
to
man.
Her face.
Did your family ever do that?
No, but I did go to parties where they did that, and I always found it very upsetting.
What
it's
is
so
it?
Dirty. It's money.
No, it's a.
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
The Mennonites do it for sure.
Yeah, you take so you bake you home bake a cake, and then you take coins and wrap them in
wax paper,
and you just like jam them in the cake,
right.
And bake it.
Yeah, money is like the dirtiest thing.
It's
there
disgusting.
Is.
Even if it's wrapped in wax paper,
I mean the heat would purify it. like silver being smelted.
Yeah. It comes up pure. You got it.
I don't know.
You're on the trail.
Should we check out some tips?
Oh, don't forget the music. Stuff. And this is where we get really specific.
Yes.
Start listening to different rock genres. Ooh, hone in on the rock genres. Mm-hmm. Decide which you like, and then start looking up local bands and whatnot.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know, because you know, lots of like cool hip new bands like Dire Straits, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
There's a lot of overlap between dads and scenesters.
Yes. And what lives in between is just pure embarrassment.
Yep.
Everyone, the dads, the scenesters,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just deeply embarrassed by their own lives.
I love it.
A couple tips.
I love just a dramatic reading of these tips because they are phrased so beautifully.
Okay.
Robin, can you take on the role of a high schooler and just...
Okay. Be yourself and be true to yourself. It's pretty lame, but it's pretty true too. Do it just if you want to. Not because you want to become popular or impress someone. Don't get caught up in popularity. Never do drugs, drinking, or anything else. Be good.
Anything else.
Just negate everything you've learned today.
Anything else. It's too risky.
Yeah. I really love the sincerity of like, this is lame, but it's pretty true. So just like,
exactly.
To thine own self, you know?
To thine own self, be lame.
Be seen.
Oh man, there's nothing like more lame than honesty.
Yeah.
But see, this is where back to the Venn diagram of dads and scenesters.
Yeah. Rock music.
Yeah.
Oh man.
There's an incredible warning on this wiki article.
This is an incredible warning.
It's just one bullet point. Warning.
You might need money.
I mean, just a warning for life.
Yeah, like, you might need some money.
If you want to get anywhere.
Yeah, hey, in this capitalist regime.
Yeah, let's talk about this. How many episodes in a row can we criticize capitalism?
I think all of them. It's because we haven't gotten sponsorships yet, true. So we're just bitter.
Yeah.
So it's also, just to go back to, just do it just you want, just if you want to.
Do it just if you want to.
Exactly.
I think that's a beautiful takeaway.
I love it.
And do it just if you want to.
Mm-hmm. So if your whole new you involved drugs or drinking
or let's say anything else.
Yeah.
Multiple drug camp.
That's just not okay. Like, is this article saying that be a new you, but within boundaries? Like, you got to play it safe? I guess so.
Be good.
Yeah, be good.
Be good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say it. Be great.
That's inspiring.
Or anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it's lame. It's so lame. This is incredibly lame.
But
it's pretty true, really too.
Pretty true, too.
All right. Okay. Well,
let's jump into something fun.
As opposed to this.
Yeah, just try to sneak that comment.
I know you do. It comes across.
Good.
Principal Douglas, my goodness! Oh, you are a sight for sore eyes.
Well, it has been a little while. With 2 months of summer, does wonders.
8 weeks of bliss. That's what
I can tell. Did you go to the beach or something? I mean, you look radiant.
I did a few times. Just a couple of quick sessions.
Just a couple quick ones. Yeah. Huh? Well, it did wonders. I don't think your skin will ever be the same.
Oh, you know, you're not wrong. I definitely. It's never going to be the same. That's what they said. It's never going to be the same again. And Barbara, sorry, can you pass me that coffee cup?
Yeah, you take as much as you need.
Yeah, thank you. I just need a sip of your coffee to get over this.
Barbara, I'm just a school principal, but I'm sensing something wrong on your end. And
I am so sorry to do this to you in this Applebee's in front of your family.
That's fine. Look,
I am so sorry,
Sarah. Can you give us a couple minutes? I'd really like to touch base. You know,
sure. I'll take my onion loaf and I'll just move over a few tables.
Hi, Sarah. I'm so sorry. That was
Barbara.
So rude of me.
Can I just say,
It'll
loving
never be...
the beach look.
Oh, come on. Stop, please.
I'm sorry. I never know what to say. Something I'm working on for myself.
Please, right. Can you step away?
Oh, I understand.
Can I have a bite of that loaf, please?
Please, take the whole loaf. Take as much as you need.
Thank you so much.
No. Barbara, I think I know what this is about, but I'd like you to tell me.
I would prefer that you guess.
Okay, well.
Principal Douglas? I mean.
Oh, jeez. I.
Never in my life did I think I'd be crying at an Applebee's.
I know. It's the happiest place on earth. I have seen signs that you have been trying to morph. Is that true, Barbara?
Yes.
Right. And so...
I have been trying to morph, and it is not going well.
No, and
Everyone else does it so effortlessly.
Yeah, that
you
was...
know, everybody else on staff, I have seen them just... Mm-hmm. Just morphing away, yeah. Just morphing.
Hi, I'm sorry to jump back in, but...
Sarah.
I just really want to emphasize that I think it's the fault of all of these Animorphs books that you have in the school library, because I'm noticing a lot of people sort of becoming more animal-like.
Sarah, this is
a bad time?
Such a bad time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is more serious than that, and I need you and the kids to stand over there.
Okay.
But I need you to stand over there and watch.
Okay, we will watch.
Just leave the loaf.
Okay.
Now... I know I make it look easy. I just throw on a plaid suit and suddenly I'm a whole different guy.
You're a whole different... And it's like magic. It's like effortless.
Yeah, well...
You know? And I just... the thing is, I tried to shed my entire outer layer over the summer and it was a disaster.
You know what I like
your
to
entire
do?
Entire...
I like to really analyze myself.
Christ on the crackers, Sarah. Get out of here.
I don't think they have that here.
Can you order us another onion loaf and stand in the bathroom stall with the children on your shoulders so no one can see that they're in there?
That's a convoluted request, but all right. I'm starting to get the sense that this is very serious.
I'm glad that that's getting through to
you. I'm not good at reading situations. I'll take the children. Okay.
Now, Barbara, you are saying that you shed your entire skin.
I tried.
And the result, I mean, I can see...
It's shocking.
Yeah.
It's kind of you to say that it's a tan, but
yeah, that was...
That is not an accurate description. It is bumpy and and quite red.
That
it
was
is...
my greatest performance, saying that it was a tan.
And honestly, I almost believed you because I've just been living with a lot of shrieks and gasps when I pass through places, and so to hear another human being, Principal Douglas, I look up to you so much.
I know that, Barbara, and I've seen that, and I've been worried about it. I've seen how you put me on a pedestal, like anyone can just do this, but there are differences between you and I, Barbara. I mean, big differences.
You rolled in. In a fedora.
Yeah. Hey, girls.
Oh, there's a gangster in the school.
Yeah. Ooh, I need a mall by my side.
Oh, no.
I'll be in my office drinking scotch. Just kidding. It's Aquafina.
Whoa. Wow. Different.
Yeah, I mean, look, I went to theater school. I'm a morpher. But there's other differences too, Barbara. And one of the key ones is that I have some money. And when you have money, you can make changes easily, quickly, without much difficulty. When you're just a secretary...
Just?
Well, it's harder, Barbara. Your skin isn't going to cooperate unless you show it.
It's all I have.
Well.
I thought that if I just peeled my entire outer layer, I'd be a new me.
Yeah.
And now I am a half-regular woman, half-peeling, blistered person.
Yeah. I would say that would be an understatement.
I'm going to need some time off. Before school starts.
I was going to insist on some time off. And maybe we can negotiate whether that can become a permanent arrangement.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. It's just...
Did one of my blisters pop?
It popped right on my face, and I...
You know what? I'm gonna go. Please tell Sarah and the kids that it was a pleasure, and I'll see myself out of this
Barbara,
afternoon.
I'm sorry that this went this way.
We know, Barbara. We never went to the bathroom. We just stood right here. And I heard everything. Sarah. And you know what? Don't listen to my husband, okay?
Sarah, I run the school. You can't just change things that I decide.
Well, you know, I work at the school, too. I coached multiple sports.
Okay, that's true.
I didn't always have money. I went through a very similar thing.
You did?
Yes.
You blistered?
I did, metaphorically.
Mm. But did... Okay, let me just really clarify. Like, I peeled a layer of my skin.
Well, yes.
Barbara, no. It's so clear to everyone in the Applebee's.
Yes, it is. It's literally clear because we can see the veins and the...
Yeah, there's a lot of liquids.
I did something in high school that I'm not proud of.
Please don't bring this up, Sarah. I hate this story. Please do not bring this up.
I started listening to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my God, can I sit at another table?
Please do. And take the kids and go behind the restaurant and lie horizontally on the ground or something.
I will. Sorry about your loss, Barbara. And sorry I treated you so badly just then.
The boss?
Yes, the boss. You know, this is the story of Jack and Diane, or whoever else did that.
Boss? Oh, no, do you want me back?
No, sorry.
We're talking about Heartland Rock.
I'm sorry, I'm really bad at reading signals. I just thought you were talking about the school boss, you know?
And at first, people made fun of me. They said it was lame. I started wearing jeans. I started wearing vests, jean vests with the sleeves cut off.
Wow, bold.
But here's the thing. Once I started to lean into it, really embrace this look, this scene look.
Of course.
This, like, your dad kind of, like, 45-year-old guy.
Yes, he was.
92 City FM look.
Yes.
I was finally happy. You gotta go further.
I see. I need to peel the next layer.
Absolutely.
I need to peel it all.
Just like this onion loaf, you have layers.
That's incredible. That is the...
I just thought of that.
It's incredible. It's really beautiful. Sarah, thank you. My God, thank you.
And you're not just a secretary. Screw that term.
Screw the boss.
Yes, both of them. All bosses.
All of them.
The concept of a boss.
Yes.
Hey, guys, you,
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Whatever you're going to say, 1,000 times no.
You're not giving her any dangerous advice, though, are you, Sarah? Because you do have a tendency to do that in a way that feels sweet. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like you're helping, but you're actually...
Sounds like you're trying to undermine me by giving me a trait.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying, in the past, she's recommended some stuff that didn't go so well, so just...
Like what?
Well, who wears the plaid suit? There, I went there.
Okay.
I don't like it.
There's an example right
there.
There's an example right there.
I'm being honest.
She recommended that I don't come to school in a plaid suit and not win Principal of the Year. So, she's full of great ideas. Anyway, I am going to take the kids home because the pavement behind the restaurant is hot and the kids are tired.
Well, it's September 3rd.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
What is it, Bronson?
Can I ask you a question about what happened to that? Applebee's today?
Yeah, Bronson, you can. I'll try to be honest.
When she said she peeled her skin, when that lady was peeling her skin off?
Yeah.
And the mom said that, like, she used to listen to Bruce Springsteen?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, like, do we have that album?
Okay. Or... So this is a very different question than I expected.
Yeah, I just want it, like...
You're just exploring music.
I mean, if you've got some Bachman Turner Overdrive or whatever, we're good for that, too.
Yeah, like, I think that maybe this is time for me to, like...
Oh.
Try something different, you know?
Okay, Bronson. Well, you know, you're 13. You're getting into your new phase of life, you know?
Yeah, I feel like maybe, like...
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for me to, like,
meet me tonight in Atlantic City?
Yeah, dance in the dark, you know?
Yeah. You know what, Bronson? I think that's great. Yeah. I think a little change of, you know, change of feel could do wonders for you.
Cool. So, like, where is it?
So it's in a crate in the basement. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I know we don't go down there much after the incident. Get out of here, ghost.
No, I live here now.
No, ghost, get out of here. I got a family to protect.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna whack you with this broom.
Oh, ow.
It went right through you.
But it's, I still felt pain.
That's what I'm talking about. Now you come back here, you. Kids, help me out here.
I think this is gonna scar your children.
I know, but it's the only way to cure ghosts.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go down there.
I'll fetch it for you. I'll bring it up. Look, I'm feeling kind of guilty of the way I treated Barbara the other day. She's been a great employee, and I freaked out because she looked kind of scary, you know? I mean, you saw her, right? She was a nightmare.
Yeah, she used to always keep, like, mints at her desk, mm-hmm. and, like, that was, like, the best part about getting sent to the office, you know? Like, not knowing, obviously, that I was going to have to deal with you because that was not okay, but, like, just being able to, like, reach in that bowl of scotch mints and know that they will always be there.
Yeah. Well, I guess Barbara really brought a lot to the school, huh? She made the kids feel welcome.
Yeah.
Sad, you know, that she doesn't have skin now. And
yeah, I have one more question.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this.
Just you're becoming a young man, Branson. You gotta say the things that are on your mind.
You're okay? Right. You're right. Okay. So like. Her hands,
mm-hmm.
she was just, like, eating that onion loaf with her hands, and I just think that was really inappropriate.
Yeah, and it just went right into the palms of her hands and into the inside of her body.
Like, I watched it travel into her system
through
her palms.
That, yeah, and I would say, if I can give you some fatherly advice, that is an uncouth thing to do in a public place, to eat that way.
I really thought so, but I thought it was not okay to say so.
No. In that one area, judging Barbara was totally legitimate.
Hey, Dad, I got a question.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm on a roll here. I think I'm really bonding with my kids. What do you think?
Do you think the boss over-glorifies the blue-collar lifestyle without himself kind of replicating the core values of being a low-income blue-collar worker?
I'm gonna say ask your mother about that one. That's a very good question, Tony. And you know, why don't you go to your Mensa meeting, and when you come back, you can tell us all about it. We cut to Barbara at the operation, deciding to really go all the way with this peeling procedure.
Well, if you want my professional medical opinion.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Okay, next.
That's it. That's my only qualm.
What else do you have to say?
Well, we've never done this to this extent before. We don't know
so
what.
So I'm pioneering this lifestyle. What you're saying is that I am becoming a new me. In a world where this me never exists.
Absolutely. I mean, your past life might as well be wiped from the map, because we're going into some uncharted waters here.
Yes.
You.
Yes. Peel me.
All right.
Peel me.
Let's do it.
Boop. Boop.
Doctor. Boop. Hey,
yes.
Wait. Sorry. I'm her employer. Can I come in here?
This is highly unorthodox.
No, just, please, I.
Barbara. We're mid-peel here.
No,
now, she is conscious, but.
Barbara, I was wrong.
All right, you just barged in. Sure, okay.
I.
7 years of medical school. Screw my opinion.
I need to tell her something.
Oh. Oh, I understand. My apologies. Go ahead.
What? Principal Douglas, what are you doing here?
Barbara, just because I'm a school principal does not mean that I am above reproach morally.
How did you get in the, this is a sterile operating room, and my skin is...
Yeah,
is peeled.
I barged in, Barbara. And I barged in, metaphorically, too, into your life. I pushed you out of the place where you are needed the most.
What?
That office, you made it into a home.
Oh,
place where, no, Barbara, listen to
no,
me.
No, I, look, you were right. I'm just a secretary. All I do is clickety-clack no. on the
Barbara,
alphabet machine all day long.
That is so not true. My son, Branson, do you remember 2 years ago, he couldn't even tie his shoes.
Yes.
Now he's a 13-year-old, and he's listening to the boss. Barbara, that was partly you.
No, that was your wife.
No, she helped and stuff, but
that
look.
That was Sarah.
Don't give credit to Sarah right now. I'm trying to talk about
I barged in on your beautiful family's dinner.
Barbara.
I absorbed pieces of your onion loaf into my palms.
Yeah, and that I do stand on was wrong, but...
I can't help it. It's how my body works now.
We're just gonna keep peeling. You guys can keep talking. We're just gonna keep...
Just, I think that this could be really bad for you, Barbara. I liked you the way you were. And I think you might have been changing because you saw me changing. But I was just changing because I was insecure. Being a school principal didn't allot me the... Oh, my... Don't take that off.
I told you not
that.
To come in here.
She needs that.
Not where she's going.
Dr. Shallot?
Yes.
Please hand me the mirror.
Look inside yourself.
Barbara, you don't have to look at this.
Oh, I don't need the mirror. I can just look inside myself.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're a butterfly now.
I turned myself to goo. And then my goo came back together, and now look at me. I'm beautiful. I'm a painted lady.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a monarch. Another kind of butterfly.
sure.
Look at these.
Moth. Is that a...
Well, no, it's a different... It's same family, but that's wrong. They're fuzzy.
You know what? I want to go to the Louvre. I want to find the Mona Lisa. I want to throw it in the trash. Because you are the greatest work of art that I've ever seen.
Doctor,
the Louvre is just
Shallot.
A multiple art museum anyway.
Thank you. Thank you both for this incredible experience. I think it's time to spread my wings and show the world the new me.
Does that mean you're ready to come back to work?
If you'll have me.
Well, we don't have to move the calendar anymore because they can read it right through you.
Well, thanks for taking me to school, Branson.
You're welcome. Hey, look, if anyone, like, bugs you at recess or whatever, like, come find me. I will take care of you, you know? I will, like, stand up for you.
Well, and if anyone bothers you or teases you, I will possess them and make their heads spin around.
Oh, cool. Oh, no, Tiffany's coming. Oh, my God.
Is that the girl you have a crush on?
Shut up, be cool.
Watch.
Hey, Branson. Hey, Ghost. How's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah. How was your summer?
It was great. I went to yacht club, and I played with my dad.
Yeah, me too. Like, I went into the basement and I found this guy.
What's going on?
Yeah, we had some pretty cool times this summer, hey, Ghost?
Whoa.
Oh my God, Branson, all of your friends are like dead.
Oh, cut me to the quick, why don't you?
Wait, Tiffany, have you ever seen someone do this? And the ghost goes inside Branson's body and he starts floating around. His head spins around and he vomits out. And he puts him back down and he goes out of the...
Yeah, so what do you think?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was awesome, Branson. That was incredible. No kids at school are levitating yet. You're like... A trendsetter.
Yeah, something we've been working on the weekends, you know.
Is this ectoplasm all over my clothes and body?
Why do you want it to be?
Well, I know my cue to leave.
Thanks, Ghost.
No
yes,
problem.
Branson, as a matter of fact, I'm kind of into this.
Cool. How about this? You sit with me at lunch, maybe, and maybe I will also sit with you.
Okay, like, I'll have to ask the girls if they're, like, cool with that, but I would totally love to talk more about this twisty puke thing that you do.
Yeah, look, if there's one thing I learned over this summer, it's that you just have to if you want to, but you don't have to. You can.
Wow, that's, like, kinda lame, but it's actually pretty true, too.
Yeah, pretty true.
Hey, guys, I'm making the lockers bleed blood!
Oh, of course!
Let's go check it out!
Is that Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
That can't be.
She's the person we need.
But not the person we deserve?
She's all of those things.
Wow, she totally had a makeover, like... Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Oh, hi. Sorry to interrupt. I just came to get something over here. And
Hey, Barbara, here
we were just talking about you.
Want me to pour some coffee on your hand?
Sure, go for it. So sticky.
Wow. Barbara?
It's a new me. You can say it. I know it's a lot to take in, but I feel amazing.
Well, you look amazing. And you're doing a fabulous job.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to go do some drugs, and I'm going to go drinking.
No!
You care to join me?
No!
What? Be good. Please, be good.
What does this sign say? No drinking?
Right.
No drugs?
I see it now.
Or anything else?
So you have to stand here motionless. Or else...
Just another day at Rivertail High...
Yeah, who did kill that guy?
Well, it's been another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes, and I think Jesse and I want to give a huge thank you to Robin for being our guest. That was amazing. Thank you, Robin.
Oh,
thank you, Robin.
Thanks for having me. I love a good riff.
Good.
What can I say?
Yeah, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Stuff to...
Oh,
yeah.
Sure, yeah. I mean, depending on when this appears in the ether, is it accessible to people? There are just a lot of great things happening in the city. Go see them all!
So depending on when it's happening, there's lots of stuff.
There's some great... Winnipeg's got some great skate parks.
Some great skate parks. Off the top of my head, this is a real corny. I'm gonna plug in my husband's show.
Nice,
ooh, nice.
In October, November at the Warehouse Theater. Mm-hmm. It's a play called Nine Dragons, and your cohort Thomas is in it as well, Daniel Chen.
Yeah, and he was a former guest of the podcast.
Right.
So if you liked How to Be an Artificial Intelligence, you'll love Nine Dragons.
You'll love his emotional acting.
Yeah.
And your husband is Tobias Hughes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he cool.
I'll say it.
I'll say it. He's cool.
Say what no one else is really into.
We're all thinking it.
Yeah.
We'll just say it.
And obviously, Outside Joke. Check them out in the city. D&D Improv Show. Lots of great stuff that Robin's involved with. Common Crow.
We got Improv Festival coming up.
Yeah.
End of October-ish.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Mm-hmm. And Jesse and I are actually doing a collaborative show on September 18th.
As opposed to this combative show.
Yeah, the one where it's sort of more competitive.
We're gonna
try working together on stage.
I have my doubts, but we'll see.
Double check. Yeah, that's September 18th at The Hub. It's a club soda show with some guests, so come and check that out. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
I love saying that.
Tell a friend if you're listening just because you love Robin. Maybe now you kind of like us too.
Whee!
And let us know. And if you're out there, Toby, good luck with the show.
And if you're not listening, Toby, that's cool. That's fine.
That's also
fine.
That's okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's now totally
that,
no
now
judgment.
Now that your wife has been on, you gotta get in here.
Exactly. You're out of excuses.
Get into the foxhole with Jesse and the Korean tank engine.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, on that confusing note. Yep.
Signing off. So remember, if you want to be a new you,
and you want to be true,
be good.
And print.